want to enhance your natural beauty, boost your lustful looks and self-confidence? Soft and quality wigs might be your answer. At Nelson's Dynasty, our wigs delicately embrace your head, giving you a heavenly experience. They are quality human hairs and brings out your queen beauty, stepping into every room with elegance and grace. Even more, she offers services in hair revamping, hair ventilating, hair coloring, wigging, hair styling, and online trainings. Distance is definitely not a barrier. She delivers nationwide. You can reach out via her Instagram handle at Nelson's Dynasty, or you can call the number
081-546-0066. They say charity begins at home. Everything we do in the society, everything we are in the society, is as a result of what we have learned from our homes, from our family, and then we come out to be, you know, like a product to the society. And we learn virtually everything from our homes, right? And it's really surprising how most African parents, especially Nigerian parents, because I'm a Nigerian, so in my setting, most Nigerian parents don't talk to their kids about sex. And it's really surprising how most of us grow up without this knowledge about sex, and we become kind of very knowledgeable about it for some persons. But then two things can either happen while you grow up. It's either you get very knowledgeable about it, or you have no idea about it. There's no sitting in the middle. It's either you know very much about it, or you know very little about it, right? So I'm gonna be here today to talk to us about sex. One topic a lot of people don't like to talk about, a lot of people like to shy away from, but many people have problems with it. My name is Damilola Mafe, aka the capital D to the M, and I am a guest right here on Jerry Abbey Space. I want to say a big shout out and big thumbs up to Jerry Abbey first of all, because he's like the coolest dude ever. I always tell this to my friends, to people who I know, you need to have a Jerry Abbey in your life. You need to have a Jerry Abbey in your life. Jerry Abbey is that one person that I feel pushes me, right? He drops content, and he's so creative with his content, and then he drops content like from back to back. And sometimes when I see his update, I'd be like, dude, Dami, what are you doing with your life? You need to do more. You need to do more into your podcast. And I kind of use Jerry Abbey's space, Jerry Abbey's podcast, as a push to, you know, make me do more in my own podcast. I'm also a podcaster too and a radio presenter, so yeah. So I want to say a big shout out to Jerry Abbey. From way back, he is one person I know I've never had a better yesterday with. I've always had a better tomorrow, because he's always looking out for me. He sent me ads. He sends me so much ads, like job interviews and all of that, because I'm out of the radio world for now. But it's cool. I really appreciate everything you do, man. So back to the topic. And first, before I go back to the topic, thank you so much, Jerry, for giving me the platform to speak to your audience and hopefully gain more audience for myself. And all right, so let's jump into why I am doing this today. So I started off by saying a whole lot of African parents don't talk to us about sex, right? But we kind of find a way to be very good at it in some kind of weird way, right? Very weird. Your parents don't sit you down and be like, okay, this is this and this is this about sex. I think the highest advice I've gotten from my dad, it wasn't even to me directly, it was to my elder brother, who was going into the university. I was still in secondary school by that time, and my elder brother was going into the university, and the only thing my dad said to him was, now that you're going to the university, you can enjoy yourself, but make sure you use condom. That was the only advice he gave my elder brother. I never got that advice, but you know, I was present when, just like randomly present when my dad was giving my elder brother that particular advice. So I kind of picked on that. But I feel like Nigerian parents have to invest more in talking to us, talking to our kids, talking to their kids about sex. A lot of people shy away from this topic. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. In fact, once they feel like it's only a topic for the married people. That's where we get it really, really wrong. They feel like sex is only a topic for those people who are husband and wife. Honestly, it is not. I tell you, majority of people who are not married have more sex than even people in marriages. I can tell you that for a fact. I'm surrounded by very single people, people probably in relationships, and people who are single, but they have more sex than people who are actually married. I would know this because I'm a social worker, currently a social worker, so I deal with all of this every day, right? And I feel like if we keep leaving this particular topic for just the married, right? And you know, funny thing about it is that once you're just dealing on only the married people, they are learning these things late. Most of them are learning it late. The best time to learn about all of these things are when you're a teenager, when you're an adolescent, when you're in the teenage age. Those are the best times to learn about this particular topic, and so that you have a pre-knowledge of it, and then you don't go into relationships and you don't go into marriages expecting something different because you already have knowledge about it. And I'm not a fan of I know some people say it's against my religion, this and that and that. I'm not a fan of, okay, you have to wait to marriage before you have sex. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that. I think it's cool for people who want to do it. I mean, it's very, very cool. If you feel like you want to abstain from sex before marriage, it's cool. I mean, that works for you, yeah. But have knowledge about it. Don't have little knowledge about sex and then you want to go into marriage with that particular little knowledge. And some people will be like, don't worry, we will learn in the marriage. That is when you discover, when you're learning in the marriage, that's when you discover that your husband likes it more than you do. Or your husband likes it in a particular position and you don't. And that's going to be an issue, right? Believe it or not, sex is a very important part of human life. Sex is a very... You see that three-letter word, S-E-X, is a very important part. I mean, it defines who we are to start with. What's the other thing? What it defines who we are, like I said. We have sex, male, female, transgender, and you know, okay, being a transgender is sexuality, but that's a whole new topic that we don't want to talk about right now. So basically, diving into why I'm here, I'm going to be giving you guys some very important facts about sex. A lot that our parents don't tell us, like I said. So just stay with me. Stay with me, don't go nowhere. Let's quickly start this by saying one very important fact about sex is sex slashes stress. If you don't know it now. Whenever you're stressed out, like you're really, really stressed out. So I'm going to really start by saying the best time to talk to your kids about sex is while they're in their teenage age, while they're in their adolescence age. Believe it or not, most of our kids, most of our teenagers, most of our adolescents are very sexually active. And if you keep holding that information about sex from them, they keep making a whole lot of mistakes before they get into marriage. And it's going to be very, very difficult having to have made so many mistakes before you get into marriage. So it's best you let them know what sex is. It's best you let them know how okay it is to talk about sex. It's best, I feel like as a parent, right, you have to create this atmosphere where your child, where your male child can come and tell you that, oh mom, I'm having sexual feelings for this girl. Oh mom, I'm having sexual feelings for this guy. I mean, like, create this atmosphere where your kids can come to talk to you. Because if they don't talk to you about it, they will talk to other people about it. And you cannot control the advice that other people would give your kids about sex. So it's very important that you as a parent are the first person to lay the foundation of sex for them. If you don't want your kids having sex, it's cool. I mean, like I said, you could always guide them properly on how to have sex. I remember I went for one training and they always advise ladies. They say, ladies, as you are, whether you're married or single, always have a pack of condom in your bag. Yes, always have a pack of condom in your bag. Whether you're sexually active or not, always have a pack of condom in your bag. Because, you know, we have a lot of perverts out there. People who didn't have like proper sexual training background in their life, and then they want to do some very nasty stuff, and you know, God forbid, in cases of rape, you can easily control the narrative as a woman. I wouldn't say easily, but you can control the narrative as a woman. If, or God forbid, like I said, if there's a rape case, you have a pack of condom in your bag, fine, use the condom. You get, because a lot could go wrong. A lot could go wrong when someone is being raped, and I don't pray that happens to anyone, but a lot could go wrong. But if you have a pack of condom in your bag as a lady, you can present. I mean, for some men, once you even present them that condom, some people will get sense of fear. They'd be like, why is this one presenting me condom? May not be say she get one kind of disease or something. Most men in their right senses would leave you alone, right? They would leave that particular person alone. But some persons that still want to have their way, at least use condoms and protect yourself. And funny enough, we have a whole lot of teams, a whole lot of programs put in place for rape cases. If you've been raped before, report to the right channels and they will take care of you. We have drugs that can prevent HIV. We have drugs that can help people who are HIV positive can live a very longer life. Let's first establish that. They even live way, way longer than people, some persons who are HIV negative. So let's first correct that notion or that mentality that HIV is a very deadly disease and all of that, blah blah blah. Those were like in the 90s, right? We are living in an era where it is very okay for you to live with HIV. In fact, you can live way, way longer if you're living with HIV, because you can, when you're taking your drugs, when you're living right, everything just goes really well. But then we're not talking about HIV now, we're talking about sexual practices, right? So like I was saying, it's very important that as a parent you can control, you should be able to control the narrative that speaks to your children about sex at a very early age. So let's quickly dive into some very important facts about sex. A lot of facts that people will not talk to you about. They always point out sex to be like one very bad and an abomination, right? But they don't tell us these things about sex. So I'm going to be telling you some very important facts about sex. Number one, it said sex slashes stress. Now, for those people who are sexually active, they realize that whenever they are really, really stressed, if they have sex, they can be able to relax because it helps your hormones to rest and relax. So there was this particular study that was carried out and it was published in a biological perspective journal, and they carried out this particular stress task, and they discovered, after carrying out that particular stress task, they discovered that people who had sex had lower level of stress. Okay, it says here the participants who had vaginal intercourse before that particular stress task had lower level of stress and lower blood pressure. Did you get that? So when you have sex, you have lower level of stress, you are less stressed, your blood pressure is low, it doesn't go really high. Do you understand? And then it went on to say, and now, they compared those people with people who have not had sex and people who masturbated and those who have had sexual contact without intercourse. Now, this particular article is saying that people who had sex were compared with people who had not had sex. And they discovered that people who had sex had lower blood pressure compared to those who have not had sex. So this automatically tells you that sex helps you to reduce your blood pressure. It helps you to reduce stress and also helps you to reduce your blood pressure. A lot of people don't tell you this, but it is really, really, really true. Moving on, I have another very important fact about sex. It said sex helps to boost your self-esteem. Very true. Now, a lot of people who have sex, they feel so confident about themselves and they feel like, they are big boys and big girls. So sex basically helps you to boost your self-esteem and feel good about yourself. Now, once you're sexually active, you're able to boost your self-esteem and feel good about yourself compared to some other persons who are really timid when it comes to sex issues. I mean, when you're sexually active, you can't even be able to talk about sex, right? I think it becomes like a very normal thing for you to do. But once you're not sexually active, whenever they bring up the issue of sex, you feel like very shy. Oh, you're stop that thing. Don't talk about it here. And you begin to feel really shy and really reserved, which would actually not boost your self-esteem. So this article says the sex and self-esteem street has two sides. Now, people who have sex feel good about themselves, and people who have sex to feel good about themselves. A study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior looked at the many reasons humans have sex and found that one of the most common driving factors is the self-esteem boost. It's the self-esteem boost many get from doing the deed, that's sex. Now, these same people report that sex makes them feel powerful and more attractive. Also, some people in this study had more intentions and wanted their partners to feel good about themselves. Basically, what we're saying, sex helps you to feel good about yourself. It helps you know your strength. Okay, these are what I can stand, these are what I can't stand. And you learn more about yourself when you're more sexually active. You learn to know, okay, I don't want to really talk about some things, because you know, when you're talking about sex, you have to talk about some particular things. But I don't really want to talk about those things, because it's going to be like make our topic, our session really, really long. All right, let's move on to this other one. This one says sex relieves pain. Very cool, right? Sex relieves pain. The article says sex can make you feel good in more than one ways, right? There's the obvious physical benefits, and then less obvious, that's the pain relief. Now, during arousal and orgasm, this is a very big word. It said hypothalamus. Okay, for those people in the medical line, I'm sure you can get this. The hypothalamus in the brain releases the feel-good hormone oxytocin. All right. Now, researchers at Rutgers University in New Jersey found that this surge of oxytocin may actually help women feel less pain, especially during menstruation. Get that, right? The study was published in the Bulletin of Experimental Biology and Medicine, found that oxytocin in men cuts pain perception by half. Now, basically, what this article is trying to just tell you is, for ladies, once you are sexually active, you have less pain during your menstrual cycle. I'm not a lady, so I can't really tell about this, but I feel it should be something, because this is a study already that was carried out, right? They will not come here and be lying about their study. This is the research, and these are the results. I'm a statistician by what I read in school, so this is basically all of it, right? So what I'm trying to say is, or what this article is trying to say is, if you're sexually active, you tend to have less pain during your menstrual cycle for the ladies, and also for guys too, it actually cuts pain by half. Very, very cool, right? I'm sure nobody told you guys about that one. Now you know that one. Now, this is very important for guys. Now, this one says, another point here says, sex protects against cancer. You get that right. Sex protects against cancer. Now, according to some research, men aged 50 and over who have frequent sex are less likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than men their age who do not have sex often. Now, this particular study was published in a journal, BJU, International Trusted Source Fund, that intercourse and masturbation may reduce the risk of prostate cancer in older men. Another study was published in a journal of the American Medical Association Trusted Source Fund also, that frequent ejaculation in a man in his 20s may also help decrease his risk of prostate cancer. Did you get that right? I mean, if you're a guy and you're having frequent sex, it means your chances of having prostate cancer is very, very slim. Reduces. So if you are a guy and you're not having sex, your chances of having prostate cancer increases. It's just basic. And these are scientific researches that proves this, right? So think about what you're doing. Think about it. Now, I have another point here that says, now this one says sex is good for your ticker. Sex is good for your ticker. Let's find out what it says. It says intercourse certainly gets your heart beating. that's true. When you're doing all those exercise, I mean, that's cardio, right? When you're doing all those exercise, you're up and down, you're pumping and in and out and stuff. Don't mind me, I get really excited when I'm talking about sex. I'm a bad boy. All right, it says that intercursently gets your heart beating, and that's not where the heart health benefits end. A study published in a journal of epidemiology and community health trusted source found that sex can actually decrease a man's risk for a fatal heart attack. Think about it. It went on to say researchers found that men who had sex two times or more each week were less likely to die from heart attack than men who have had sex less often. The study found no relationship between the frequency of intercourse and the likelihood of dying from stroke. Did you get that right? So it's saying here, this particular article is saying here that if you as a guy have sex often, right, the chances of you dying from a heart attack are very slim, because your heart is always pumping out, you know, blood and pumping out really. So the chances for you for anything going wrong with your heart and all of that is really, really slim. All right, we're learning. This particular one says here, it says less sex, more work. Researchers at the University of Göttingen in Germany found that people with less sex than robust sex life tend to take on more work to compensate for their lack of fulfillment in bedroom. The study asked 32 people to describe their sex and work habits. The researchers found that 36% of men and 35% of women who have sex only once a week plunge themselves into their work. The more work you have, the more stress you have, and the more stress you have, the less sex you have. It's truly a vicious cycle. Think about it. People who are workaholic, they barely have time to have sex. It means that they're always stressed, right? And they always sleep or something, right? And it's really not good for your health. If you work, you're supposed to exercise, you know, burn out all of this, you know what I get, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you need to burn it out. And sex is one good way to actually burn it out, right? Very, very good way to actually burn it out. So it says here, if you have less sex, it means you're taking in more work. If you're taking more work, you're having less sex. So for you to be able to balance this, you need to have more sex. Or rather, let me put it this way, I wouldn't want to say you need to have more sex. I want to put it in a very, for you to work less, you need to have sex, right? So that you will be able to balance your sex life and your work life. Because if you're having less sex, that means you're having more work to do. I don't know if I'm making sense, but give me a high five if you can understand what I'm trying to say. All right, so basically I'm gonna talk about these two last ones and I'm gonna wrap it up here. I don't want to take much of your time. Now this one says orgasms improve sperm quality. Now frequent sex may improve a man's sperm quality, reduce DNA damage to the sperm, and increases fertility. According to the European Society of Human Production and Embryology, men who had sex daily or ejaculated daily have more viable and higher quality semen after 7 days than men who do not have sex. Wow, just wow. The study suggests this approach may help couples with mild fertility problems. So think about it, right? If you're not having sex, it means you may have chances of a decreased fertility rate. So have more sex so that your body can produce more sperm and more richer sperm, by the way. Not just more sperm, but richer and, you know, quality sperm. Okay, and then the very last one I have here says consider safety. Sex is a chance for couples to explore their passions, connect with one another, and enjoy relationship, right? It also has several addictions. I have several additional benefits that are icing on the cake. And it went on to say, of course, to maintain a healthy sex life, don't forget to practice safe sex. Very important. Use protection, especially if you're not in a monogamous relationship, and get tested for sexually transmitted infections regularly. It's very important that while you're talking about sex, right, you can be able to tell people it's very, as we were talking about all the benefits of sex, right, there are also a whole lot of disadvantages of sex. Let's not lie, I'm not going to come here and lie to you. As they tell you, say sex get advantage, you also get disadvantage. So no, I'm not going to come here and cap everything. So you need to understand that you need to be able to use protections when you're having sex. It helps you not just prevent you from pregnancy, it also helps you prevent yourself from sexually transmitted infections and diseases, right? And it helps you live longer when you're doing it. Sex is really good when you're doing it the right way. So if you're not doing it the right way, then there's a problem. But it's very important that you do these things the right way. Okay, I don't want to take much of your time, like I said earlier, and I want to say big thank you for staying out with me and talking and listening to everything I have to say. I hope I didn't bore you, but I hope you had fun, I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope you learned one thing, even if it's one thing you pick out today. Very cool. Even if it's just that one thing that you picked out on everything I've said today, really, really cool. And do not forget that my name is Dami, and or you can call me the Captain DM. You can follow me on my socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Thread. You can follow me on all of that at Capital_DM, and the handle is spelled as Capital_DM. Just reach out to me, and if you have more questions, we'll just slash it out together. And it's very important to know that you are loved, you are respected, you are appreciated. Know your worth. People should not tell you who you are not. The only person that can tell you who you are is you. So whatever any other person says about you doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. It is what you say about yourself that matters the most. So self-worth, self-love, build your self-esteem. Make sure you are the master of your own self. Very, very important. And to my main man, to my real G, Jerry Abbey, thank you so much. Anyways, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast. And I hope that this opens so many unlimited doors for you. And my earnest prayer is that we all meet at the toppest top, if there's any word like that. So from me to you is bye bye and take care.